All right, Ollie Stone, team manager, TLD Gas Gas. Eventful night for you guys. First off, though, let's talk about Marcia. Obviously, didn't mean to do that. Jet did cut down a little bit. However, it was a very aggressive move to the outside. But take us through it from your end.
Honestly, I didn't actually see it when it happened. I was on the floor watching, and there were some R8 Honda mechanics at the time. Yeah. And then watched it back on the big screen, and yeah, I was like, it was unfortunate. And honestly, it was like, not us again.
Yeah.
We've been good this year and halfway through last year, but obviously you have a reputation in the past.
I think last week I said we haven't had one Barcia incident all year.
It wasn't even an intentional incident.
I know.
So obviously now the Twitter's blowing up, and it's unfortunate. Justin was defending the line. He just made a pass on freeze, and obviously both his pads one another, and he was defending the line. Jet cut down. Everyone saw it. Everyone takes their own opinion from it. I believe it was racing. We just left the Honda trailer, and they know it's racing, and it is what it is.
I mean, I don't believe he was like, hey, I'm going to take this kid out. There's no way. No.
Even if you watch it back, I know he looked over. Justin told me he actually contemplated pulling off. He felt that bad.
Really?
That's a new Barcia.
Yeah.
I think being a dad, it's humbled him a little bit.
Yeah.
As
far as he goes, he's happier. We're not seeing it yet, but he's riding a little better and he's happier.
We are going in the right direction.
Yes.
Starts are a little better. We need to improve on those, so we need to work on those on the break. Results are getting better. I mean, if he didn't have that incident, I think he would have been a fifth overall tonight, and we would have been pumped.
Yeah.
It's not been easy. We spoke about it in Detroit or whatever.
Yeah.
We came in behind the eight ball. We had a lot of, not technical problems, just things we needed to iron out. And then when you're testing and not riding motos, you fall behind.
Yeah.
So we were behind from the beginning. We fell behind during the middle there. Like, not, I mean, it's been tough. I spent three out of 4 weeks in Tallahassee, and we didn't really go anywhere. So we're going in the right direction now. Obviously, better late than never.
Yeah.
Just hoping to turn it around for the end of the season.
Yeah, you're running out of races here, Ollie, but hopefully
soon. We've got like 25 more, right?
I went Supercross. Ryder D, some good, some bad. Good starts, crashing one, ran up front for a while. So a little mix of everything for Ryder D.
You got to forget, the kid's still a rookie. And I expect more from him, and I have to humble myself a little bit because everyone in front of him has won races.
Well, I was thinking at one point, everyone in front of him was like 30 years old. Except for Levi.
Some are like 45, I think, right? So, like, he's doing all right. He's ripping starts, so it proves that we're there with that.
Yeah.
He's pretty comfortable on the bike. It's just, it's hard. That class is hard. Like, I watched Levi a little bit tonight, and, like, the technique that he has is on point. Like, ain't no one beating him.
Yeah.
He's going to, it's working for him right now. And then, obviously, you got Jordan, who's an RJ, who's older, too. So, everyone in front, I think Ryder's really close to Thrasher. He was really close there with him tonight, and Thrash has won a couple races before too. So if we can take that away and take the positives, I mean, you can be hard on him and drill him next week, but where's that going to get you?
Yeah, no, for sure. All right, man, thanks.
All right, thank you very much.
Cool.